Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, a great big win yesterday. It snapped that 8-game winless streak that your team was on. Talk about what it meant for your team to get past that and kind of move forward.
Well, obviously, any win in this league is huge, Kelly. I mean, that's been obviously brought home really, really clearly this year, just in terms of quality of our opponents, and it's been a grind, and we've been close. We've been in just about every single game, other than the second game at Ohio State, and that's tough. You know, the margin of error is so slim, and you keep coming up short. You know, it can wear on you. So, obviously, yesterday Kerrigan was outstanding, particularly in that first period. We could have been down big. But she came up with some key stops for us, and I thought we got better as the game went on in terms of limiting their chances. They still were able to obviously generate quite a few shots on goal, and we, on the other hand, were not. But in the end, we made a play in overtime, so that was huge.
You get that overtime game-winning goal from Mac Lange. She's been such a leader out there on the ice, taking block shots. She leads the country right now in block shots, and she's also great on offense. Talk about her play and what it means to your team.
Well, you kind of hit it on the head there. She's been everything for us. She's just a tremendous leader, first and foremost. She's a great person. She has that C for a reason, and her teammates look up to her. And she, I think sometimes she takes on too much. She tries to do too much, but that's because she cares so much. And she'll do anything, absolutely anything to try to help us come out on top. And you're exactly right, from blocking shots to, constantly going up against teams' top lines. And then, she'll try to jump in offensively as much as she can. So I've had the pleasure of, coaching Mac for a long time back when she was in high school. Now having had the opportunity to coach her here. So I know what a special player she is.
You had some great plays last night. Watching Lindsay Featherstone last night, she and her line, they could have easily have scored a couple of times there. I'm just so impressed by Featherstone, Myers, and Passholt together this season. Talk about their play. And, Lindsay just seems like she's become a better player this year than previous years, too.
Yeah, you can tell she's enjoying playing hockey right now. You can just tell she's got a smile on her face. She's always been a really good player for us. She's played a lot of different roles. I've had her at center, I've had her at right wing. Now she's on left wing, and that's not easy. It's not easy to play on your offhand, but she'll do whatever we ask her to do. And she and Grayson have been together all year long. We've kind of moved the opposite wing around. Right now it's Lydia, but they work extremely hard. They're very conscientious. Lindsay's one of our top penalty killers. Just fun to see her. Obviously, she's had a tremendous career. She's been a top six forward for us for most of her career. And, just to see her playing with as much confidence as she is right now, it's just a lot of fun.
You're giving Annika Staskopf a chance to play here today, the freshman out of Roseau, Minnesota. It's her first career game with the Beavers. What do you expect to see out of her?
You know what? She's been working hard. Annie's just a tremendous young lady. She's got a great attitude. Team first all the time, just really cool moment. We announced the lineup, and I left the locker room, obviously, but Emma was in there. She said every one of her teammates went up and hugged her, and something like that's pretty cool. It's obviously what she means to them, and she's going to go out and work hard. That's what she does. She can play. Obviously, she's played in the middle predominantly for us, but I can certainly put her on the wing as well. So just excited to get her in the lineup. When we have as many players as we do, that's not always easy. Again, every game we're playing is for points or conference games. We didn't have the luxury of playing non-conference games or exhibition games to give everybody an opportunity. So it's been a challenge to get people ice time. But the group's been tremendous about it. They put their teammates first, and it's just Annie's turn tonight.
This rivalry between Bemidji State and Minnesota Duluth goes back to 1999, and until about 2009, your team hadn't beaten the Bulldogs. Since then, it's been a little bit more even. Coach, in all of your years watching these two teams battle each other, last night's game, where does that rank in your top five?
Well, I tell you, we had some memorable games. Probably the most one was that my first year in the playoffs, Kelly, over there. Hannah Moore tied it up late in the third game, and then Tugi scored that game winner to send us to the frozen faceoff for the first time. So that one will always be right up there. But you know, they've always just been tremendous games. You look at last year, the four overtime game, and that one was certainly special. You know, they're just an outstanding team. You know, obviously, I'm sure they feel like they got robbed last night, but that's hockey. You know, hockey could be a funny game. We've been on the other end of games like that, and you just got to keep battling. And obviously, goaltending is so important. And Kerrigan was huge last night, so it was certainly you know, for the time of the year, for what we're going through, where we're at, and all that stuff, Kelly, it was a big win for us.
Coach, you mentioned some of those former Beavers. You've got two former Beavers getting in the starting lineup today in the opening game for the Minnesota Whitecaps, and one of them you coached even when she was in her youth hockey years, Haley Mack, her pro debut. She'll be alongside former Beaver Stephanie Anderson. Coach, how proud are you of those two?
That's really cool, yeah. Just really, really proud moment for all Beaver, you know, hockey nation, just to see two former players, you know, playing on the pro stage in the bubble over there. So love to get a chance to watch. I'm sure, you know, I could just see Haley buzzing around out there. And, you know, how Steph, you know, she's just one of those players that every shift she just gives you everything she's got. So kind of fun to see them playing together, and it'll be cool to see how they do.
Well, unfortunately, they play the same time we do, but I know the replay will be on Twitch, so I'll be watching tonight as well. Coach, what's it going to take to get this win here today, get your first sweep of the season?
Well, you know what? The first 10 minutes, I think, are going to be critical, Kelly. We know that they're going to come out, you know, all guns blazing, and, you know, we need to be ready for it. In fact, we need to match that intensity. We need to match that urgency. And then we just got to play 60 minutes. Again, we have to do a really good job of managing the puck coming out of the zone. We've got to own our zone. We've got to be a little better, a little stronger, a little tougher in our end. And offensively, we've got to possess more and get more pucks to the net.
Coach, good luck. Go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly.